Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist August Rosado with Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries. I do want to welcome you to our program as we look at current world events in light of biblical prophecy and the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the next prophetic event on God's calendar that we call the Rapture of the Church of the Living God. And it is good to have you with us on the broadcast today. And we are coming to you live from Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana, where Sunday morning I will be preaching at the Reeves Bible Church in Reeves, Louisiana. And this morning I got up at around 5:30 a.m. and went on a squirrel hunt with the men of Reeves Bible Church. Now, currently right now, I am staying at the home of a good friend of mine. He is an evangelist and he is a Bible prophecy teacher. His name is Brother Al Gist. He has a ministry called Maranatha Evangelistic Ministries. And like us, they are dedicated to teaching and preaching Bible prophecy in light of current events. So we are staying at his home with him and his lovely wife, Sandy. And we were here last October, had a wonderful time with him. And, of course, we had Dr. Reagan here of Lamb and Lion Ministries, Dave Reagan of Lamb and Lion Ministries. He had a nationwide TV show called Christ in Prophecy. So he was here as well as other people, and we just had a wonderful, wonderful time. And so, but we are back here. I promised them last October that I would be back here for that squirrel hunt and to preach at their church. And by the grace of God, the Lord brought my wife Patty and I here safe and sound. And so we are back, and we are excited to be here. And looking forward to preaching tomorrow morning at Reeves Bible Church. As far as that squirrel hunt goes, we bagged 11 squirrels this morning. Now, I'll tell you, boy, when we got up this morning, it was pretty cold. And it was pretty chilly. I put on some rubber boots, but I still got soaking wet. But we bagged 11 squirrels, and so they're over there right now cleaning and gutting those squirrels. And they can eat the squirrels. I won't. I'll stick to my good old seafood. Amen. But other than that, folks, we had just a wonderful, wonderful time. So listen, if you live in the Lake Charles area of Louisiana or Reeves, Louisiana, or any of those surrounding towns, please come and visit us tomorrow morning. If you don't have a place to go to, come and visit us tomorrow morning at Reeves Bible Church. Brother Glenn Charmaine is the pastor of the church. I hope I pronounced his last name correctly. He is the pastor of the church and a really, really nice guy. The people of this church are just wonderful people. And I am really looking forward to being there tomorrow morning, fellowshipping and, of course, teaching and preaching the prophetic word of God. So, folks, if you're listening to the program, I hope and pray that you decide to call in with a prophecy question. You can do so at 877-659-8944, 877-659-8944. That is a toll-free number across the United States, 877-659-8944. You can also join us on the chat room. And so if you would like to join us on the chat room with a prophecy question, you can do that. Just go into the chat area there, and you can type in your question, and we can read that over the air. So you can call with the toll-free number, 877-659-8944, or you can go into the chat room and ask a chat question, and we will try to answer your question over the air. Now, folks, next month we will be in Israel, February 25th through March 5th or the 7th. You can join us for the 9 days Israel-only tour, or you can join us for the 11-day Israel, Eilat, and Petra. So come and join us in the land of Israel, where I will be teaching Bible prophecy on location. So come and join us as we will look at Israel past, Israel present, and the highlight of the tour, Israel future, according to Bible prophecy. You know, going to Israel is like walking onto a stage. The actors have long departed, but the props are all still there. You know, the late Zola Levitt said that, 10 days in Israel is like the equivalent of 4 years in Bible college. And so you just learn so much. So I hope and pray that you join us for the Bible prophecy tour of Israel. You want a brochure sent to you through email, then you can send me an email at august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. And if you have any questions or if you would like to have a return phone call, then put your number on there and I will get right back to you with any questions you have about the tour. If you are ready to go and you would like to come with us, we still have some seats open, then you can call our tour operator, Christian Tours to Israel. Their toll-free number is 1-888-300-3038. That's 1-888-300-3038. Ask for our tour agent, Eyal Evan. Let him know that you would like to come on the Bible Prophecy Tour to Israel with me, August Rosado, February 25th through March 5th or the 7th. Let him know that you would like the either 9-day or the 11-day Israel Prophecy Tour. And I hope you choose the 11-day tour, because that will include Israel, Eilat, and Petra. And we are going to have a Bible prophecy conference there in Petra, as well as Bible prophecy teaching all over the Holy Land, in the land of Israel. So I hope that you decide to come with us, because I know that this will be a blessing to you. So again, join us in the land of Israel. So if you're listening live on the air, if you have a Bible prophecy question, call me toll free, 877-659-8944. If you are in our chat room, and we already have a user there in the chat room, and you have a prophecy question, type it in the chat room, and we will make sure that we will read your question over the air. Please keep your question brief, and we will read it over the air. Don't forget to visit our website at todayinbibleprophecy.org. And while you're there, sign up for our free weekly email newsletter that goes out every single week, and visit our online bookstore. We have some good resources there that I believe will be a blessing to you. So again, we are coming to you live from Lake Charles, Louisiana, where Sunday morning, January 18th, preaching at the Reeves Bible Church in Reeves, Louisiana. So I hope and pray that you decide to come on out and join us. I would love to meet you tomorrow morning. What we are going to do right now is get into one of the news stories of the day. And folks, pray for us because the computer, you know, this computer that I have has really, really been running slow. And just pray for us that we'll be able to get through the broadcast today. And so, again, it's just really, really been running slow. And just pray that we have no further issues with it. As you know, just as I said that, it's already beginning to start up here, and I lost my screen, even though you can still hear us, and it's just not responding today. And I got to get the bugs and everything worked up out of here. And what I want to do is get to the news story of the day. And what I want to talk about is the anti-Semitism that has been going on in Europe, the anti-Semitism, and how Jews are being encouraged to leave Europe and to go back to the state of Israel to flee the persecution going on in Europe. As you all know about the horrific terrorist attacks that happened in Paris, carried out by Islamic terrorists. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling on French Jews and Jews in Europe to make Aliyah to Israel. Now, I'm going to explain what Aliyah is in a few minutes. In the wake of the Islamic terror attacks in Paris, where 12 people died at the Charlie Hebdo magazine headquarters, and the attack on a kosher Jewish supermarket, leaving 4 Jews dead, are prompting Jews to leave Europe. And folks, this is reminiscent of the Holocaust that took place in Europe in 1942. And because of the Holocaust in 42, Jews were fleeing Europe to go back to the state of Israel. And now here we are some 50-something years later, and Jews are now fleeing Europe to go back to the state of Israel due to anti-Semitism. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling on Jews in France and Jews all over Europe and the world for that matter to leave, to come home to the state of Israel. Now, that term, Aliyah, Jews making Aliyah. Aliyah is a Hebrew term that means to go up, meaning to go up to Jerusalem. You see, in biblical times, Jews were required 3 times a year to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the 3 main Jewish feasts. Those feasts would be Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. Every Jewish male were required to go up to Jerusalem according to Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse number 16 to celebrate these feasts. For an example, in the New Testament, we see in Acts chapter number 2, we see Jews from every nation, Jerusalem, for the Feast of Pentecost, Shavuot in the Hebrew, or the Feast of Weeks. They made Aliyah. Jews from every nation made Aliyah to Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost, as we see in Acts chapter 2. For those three main feasts, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, Jews were required by God to make Aliyah to Jerusalem, no matter where they were in the world. Another example is when you fly to Israel and you land at Ben Gurion Airport, you go through customs, you get your luggage, you go into your tour bus, then you would literally drive 2,700 feet above sea level. You are literally making Aliyah 2,700 feet above sea level to the city of Jerusalem. When Jesus and his disciples were leaving the north of the Galilee to go to Jerusalem, they would ascend 27 statement, we go up to Jerusalem. That is Aliyah. And today, the government of the state of Israel uses the phrase Aliyah to refer to Jewish immigration back to the land of Israel. But we know that in biblical times, there were three diasporas in Jewish history, and there were three aliyahs in Jewish history. It means to be scattered, or a scattering of seeds. There were three diasporas, or three scattering of seeds in Jewish history. So we're going to see that there were three diasporas in Jewish history, three scatterings from the land, or as I would put it, three evictions from the land. But we're going to see, due to the promises that God made to David, that the Jews would be back in their land. There were three diasporas, and then there would be three aliyahs. The first diaspora was from Canaan, which would be today Israel. The first diaspora would be from Canaan to Egypt. And that would be Jacob and his family. Due to the famine that was in the land at that time, Joseph was the second in command of Egypt, or I guess you can call him the prime minister of Egypt. Jacob and his family, 70 in all, would leave Canaan and go to Egypt. That would be the first diaspora in Jewish history. Then we look at the second diaspora in Jewish history. And this would be from Jerusalem to Babylon. That diaspora took place in 586 BC with the Babylonian destruction of Jerusalem, the destruction of the first Jewish temple, and the Jews were taken to Babylon for the period of 70 years, the 70-year Babylonian captivity. That would be this diaspora. The third diaspora would be from Jerusalem to the four corners of the earth, to the nations of the world. And folks, that happened in the year 70 AD. The Romans destroyed the second temple, known as Herod's Temple. The city of Jerusalem was destroyed. According to the Jewish historian Josephus Flavius, over 1 million Jews, 1 million Jews died in that destruction. Others were taken as slaves by the Romans, and the rest of the Jews were scattered to the four corners of the earth. So those were the three diasporas. Again, the first one to Egypt. Jacob and his family leaving Canaan to Egypt. That's the first diaspora. The second diaspora was from Jerusalem to Babylon, 586 B.C., with the Babylonian destruction of Jerusalem. And the third diaspora was from Jerusalem to the nations of the world, and that was with the Roman destruction of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. Those were the three diasporas in Jewish history. But then there were also three aliyahs in Jewish history. Three aliyahs back into the land of Israel. Again, aliyah simply means to go up. To go up to Jerusalem. The three aliyahs, or the three returns back to the land, were from Egypt to Canaan, back to the land of Israel. After 400 years of Egyptian bondage, the Jews leave Egypt on their way back to Canaan, back to the land of Israel. Jacob and his family in the first diaspora go into Egypt, 70 in all. And then 400 years later, the first aliyah is when they leave Egypt 2 million strong. Can you imagine that? Going into Egypt, 70 people, coming out 2 million people. So the first aliyah is from Egypt back to Canaan after 400 years of Egyptian bondage. And then the second aliyah would be from Babylon back to Jerusalem after the 70 years Babylonian captivity. We see a prophecy in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 28, and Isaiah chapter 45, verses 13 through 19. Where 150 years in advance, God told the Jewish prophet Isaiah, writing that around 701 B.C., that God would raise up a man and even mention him by name 150 years in advance. That would be Cyrus. God told Isaiah concerning Cyrus that he would be the man to destroy the Babylonian Empire and allow the Jews to go back to Jerusalem. That's one of the ways, ladies and gentlemen, that you authenticate the Word of God. There are no other prophecies in any other religious text other than the Bible. All the prophecies that we have today are contained in the Bible. Between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, 150 years in advance, God told Isaiah that he would raise up a man by the name of Cyrus, conquer the Babylonian Empire, and allow the Jews to go back to their homeland. And then 150 years after God gave Isaiah that prophecy, we see that prophecy fulfilled in Ezra chapter number 1. Zerubbabel and Ezra lead the Jews back into Jerusalem, the second aliyah. And then we see in Ezra chapter 2, verses 64 and 65, that almost 50,000 Jews go back to Jerusalem from Babylon. To be exact, 49,897 Jews go back to Jerusalem. Not all of them, but about 50,000 or so go back to Jerusalem. Cyrus destroys the Babylonian Empire, allows the Jews to go back to Jerusalem, where they construct the second Jewish temple. the prophets in the post-exilic period would have been Zechariah and Haggai. They encouraged the Jews to rebuild the temple, and the temple was completed in 515 B.C. So, folks, that would have been the second Aliyah from Babylon to Jerusalem. Again, the first Aliyah was Egypt to Canaan after the 400 years of slavery in Egypt. The Jews go back to Canaan, the first Aliyah. The second Aliyah from Babylon to Jerusalem after the 70-year captivity. And then, folks, here's the exciting part. The third Aliyah has been underway since 1897, when the Jewish people have been returning back to the land of Israel. Since 1897, Jews have been making Aliyah back to the Holy Land. Ever since the first Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland in 1897, Jews have been making Aliyah to the land of their forefathers. And of course, the father of modern-day Zionism, Theodor Herzl, seeing all of the anti-Semitism in Europe, just as we're seeing today, folks. Back then, he saw all the anti-Semitism in Europe. As a journalist, he was covering the Dreyfus trial when a French Jewish officer was wrongly accused of espionage and even serving hard labor on Devil's Island. And yet, after serving out his time, Dreyfus still enlisted in the French army, even though he served time on bogus charges. Theodor Herzl said, it's time for Jews to go back to their homeland. Folks, we see in Ezekiel chapter 36 where God prophesied to the land 35 times. In Ezekiel chapter 36, God speaks to the land. He prophesied to the land 35 times, and he said he will gather the Jews back to the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We see in Ezekiel chapter 37, we see the vision of the dry bones. The dry bones are the Jewish people, and the graves are the nations they have been scattered to. Ezekiel sees the flesh and the cartilage coming on the bones. He sees the bones coming out of the graves, symbolic for the Gentile nations of the world, the Goy or the Goyim. This would be the Jews being regathered from the four corners of the earth and coming back into Eretz Israel. They would come back into the land of Israel, not the land of Palestine. It says, but Israel. There's no such place called Palestine. No such people called Palestinians. That's a fabrication. That's a myth. 2,566 times in our Bibles, God calls the land Israel. Let's not be politically correct and call it Palestine. When you call the land Palestine, you're being politically correct and biblically corrupt. Again, 2,566 times, God calls the land Israel. God says this, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse number 11. Since the Roman destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, Jews have been coming back into the land, folks, for 2,000 years. The Jews have been without a homeland, wandered from nation to nation, being persecuted and even killed. And then all the promises that God made to the Jewish prophets, we see now coming to pass. And God used a man by the name of Theodor Herzl to get the prophetic ball rolling. And since 1897, folks, Jews have been making Aliyah back to the land of Israel. Jews today continue to make Aliyah to their homeland. The Jewish prophet Zechariah says, God will gather the Jews from the four corners of the earth and bring them back into the land of Israel. Even the prophet Zephaniah, not Zechariah, but Zephaniah, God says he will gather Ethiopian Jews back into the land. And we find that in Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse number 10. And in the early 1990s, the state of Israel took 10 747 Boeing aircraft, took the seats out of them, and took what is called Operation Solomon, and took those 10 747 Boeing aircraft to Ethiopia and gathered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Ethiopian Jews and brought them back to Israel. I think there was something like 10 babies that were born on those LL aircraft, Operation Solomon. Folks, that was a fulfillment of Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse number 10, where God says he would take his suppliants from Ethiopia and would bring them back to Israel. We saw that prophecy fulfilled. God has been gathering the Jews back into the land. Folks, now they're back in the land, but the problem is they're back in the land in unbelief. And that's what Paul the Apostle stated in Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Paul says, I would not have you, brethren, to be ignorant, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Israel right now is in a state of unbelief. Israel is not a religious state. Israel is a secular state. Only 29% of the people of Israel are religious. Only 29%. The state of Israel is a secular state. They're back in the land, but they must be back in the land in unbelief, in preparation for the tribulation period to come. Jeremiah talks about a time of Jacob's trouble. That's Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. He says, Alas, that day is great, so that there is none like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be delivered from it. That time of Jacob's trouble is referring to that future seven-year period of tribulation to come. Daniel said there would be a seven-year period to come upon the Jews and upon their holy city. That's Daniel 9:24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Thy people would be the Jewish people, and the city would be the city, Jerusalem. Now, folks, given the attitude of the nations of the world today, there is concern among the government of Israel for the welfare of the Jewish people living abroad. You have more Jews living outside the land of Israel than you have in the land of Israel. You roughly have about 6.5 million Jews living in the land of Israel today. Globally, you roughly have about maybe 13 million Jews living abroad, and about 6.5 million Jews living in the land of Israel today. Islamic terror attacks in Britain, recently in Australia, recently in Canada, and now Paris, is a wake-up call for Jews abroad to come home, to Eretz Israel, to the land of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel is saying, we want you to come home to make Aliyah back to the land of the Bible, to the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And folks, we see major trends taking place in these last days. There are four major trends that we see happening right now that is showing us that Jesus is coming soon. We see as part of these major trends, these four trends, we see the Jewish people making Aliyah back to the land of Israel. That's Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10. That's Ezekiel chapter 36. That's Ezekiel chapter 37. That's Amos 9:15. A second trend is that we see an alignment of nations looking to one day invade the Jewish state of Israel. That would be Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. A Russian-led Arab coalition of nations to invade the state of Israel. That's Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 through 45, where we see an attack on Israel from the king of the south and the king of the north. That would be Egypt and Syria and other nations mentioned in the Gog-Magog scenario of Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. And then, of course, we see all nations who will one day come to attack the state of Israel. That's Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, and Zechariah chapter 14 and verse number 2. And the third trend we see is preparations for peace. In other words, we see that Israel is looking for peace among her Arab neighbors. But the only way that is going to happen, not a true peace, but a pseudo peace, a false peace, is when the Antichrist confirms a covenant with many, a 7-year peace treaty with the Jewish people for 1 week. That will be that 7-year period of tribulation, according to Daniel chapter 9 and verse number 27. It won't be a true peace, but it will be a pseudo peace. It will be a false peace. True peace will never come to Israel or to the world for that matter until the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace himself, sets up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, according to Daniel chapter 2 and verse number 44. A millennial kingdom mentioned in Revelation chapter 20 verses 2 through 7, where it says six times that Jesus will reign for 1,000 years. But we see right now that Israel so longs for peace and so desires for peace. They are not living in unwalled villages right now. They have not let their security down right now. But they will one day lay down their weapons, lay down their security, live in unwalled villages. That will only happen when the Antichrist confirms a 7-year peace covenant with them. That's not the case right now. And the fourth trend is the desire to rebuild the third Jewish temple. And the Temple Institute right now is looking to fulfill that goal. So, folks, we see those four major trends. Aliyah, the Jewish people coming back to the land of Israel. Alignment of nations that will one day gather together to attack the state of Israel. Preparations for peace, a pseudo peace, a false peace covenant between Israel and the Antichrist in Daniel 9:27. And preparation for rebuilding the third Jewish temple. We see all those things coming into place right now. Those are the major trends we see happening right now. Folks, that is showing that Bible prophecy is on course to being fulfilled. Jesus is coming soon. The Jews are coming back to the land is a sure indication that the rapture of the church, folks, is so very close. What a time to be alive and to see Bible prophecy being fulfilled. The rapture of the church is so very close. What a day, glorious day, that is going to be. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm here to tell you folks, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow could be too late. You are either one heartbeat away from going to hell, or you're one trumpet sound away from being left behind. I don't want to see you left behind at the rapture of the church. If you were to die right now, ask yourself this question, where would you spend the rest of eternity? Would you be in heaven, or would you be in hell? We're all not going to live forever. Death is going to come one day, sooner for some rather than later for others. Where are you going to spend the rest of eternity? If you're not saved, the Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're not saved, just call upon the name of Jesus Christ right now. He wants to save you. If you're not saved, you can pray something that goes like this. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner, and I believe, Jesus, you died on the cross for my sins. You shed your blood for me. Lord, I repent of my sins today. I turn from my sins. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. I receive your free gift of eternal life. Change my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. And I want to be ready for either death or your soon return. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me today. In your name I pray. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, I really would love to hear from you. You could send me an email at august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Let me know you prayed that prayer. I want to rejoice with you to a good local Bible-believing gospel-preaching church in your area. Again, folks, if you want to join me in Israel next month, February 25th, for either the 9-day Israel or the 11-day Israel, Eilat and Petra Bible Prophecy Tour, again, send me an email at august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com if you want a brochure sent to you, or you can call our tour operator, Christian Tours to Israel, toll-free, 1-888-300-3038, 1-888-300-3038. Ask for Eyal Evan. Let him know you want to join us in the land of Israel next month. Or you can go to their website, christiantourstoisrael.com, click on Group Tours, and you'll see our tour right there with all the itinerary and the information. Also, visit our website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. Sign up for our free newsletter while you are there, and you'll start receiving that every single week. And folks, if this ministry has been a blessing to you, then please consider prayerfully supporting us. Become a prophecy partner at $20 a month. By doing so, we will send you a free CD once a month of our messages, and I know that will be a blessing to you. Until next week, this is Ox Rosado saying, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. Maranatha.